across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
The coffee's ready, so pour yourself a cup and get set for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. It's an hour of news and information for ag producers right here in CJ Country. We'll get you an update of the forecast, catch you up on the latest news from Washington, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Ready and at Farm News, Max Armstrong with Farm Progress America, and much more. So let's get started as we pay a visit to the American countryside.
When Avery Hamilton began researching his ancestors, he found a chapter of local history unknown to him. The more he researched, the more he learned about an event in his hometown that not only impacted his family, but the entire country. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In 1873, a black farmer, Jesse McKinney, was shot on his farm by a group of white men. Tensions were high from the disputed local and state elections of 1872. Local black men held office in Grant Parish here, but now they and the African-American population of the area feared for their lives.
Word spread that there was a roving band of whites going around killing blacks, and so that drove everyone into Colfax.
A group of white men, led by former Confederate soldier Christopher Columbus Nash, surrounded the black men who initially took shelter behind a small earthwork, then, outnumbered and outgunned, took shelter in the wooden courthouse. The courthouse was set on fire. As men tried to flee under a flag of truce, someone fired a gun.
That's when the white soldiers just unloaded on them. They shot them en masse as they were running out of a burning building.
About 30 to 40 black men were captured and held. That night, a group of those white men, now drunk, shot those captives. One man survived to tell what happened. The massacre left as many as 150 black men killed.
They took what was a little trench, a little earthwork that they'd done, and they pushed the bodies into the hole there and covered them up.
And that mass grave remains under the current courthouse today. A sign in the courthouse lawn that was misleading at best called the event a riot by blacks. It was finally removed. However, a monument in the cemetery to three white men killed that day, most likely by friendly fire, still stands.
Here's what it says in a nutshell. In loving memory of the three heroes who died in defense of white supremacy. It's in the cemetery as we speak today.
And yes, that is a direct quote from that monument. Avery and another man, Dean Woods, wanted a fitting memorial to those who have been massacred. That story is next time as we travel the countryside in Colfax, Louisiana. I'm Andrew McCray.
There's plenty going on this morning in the barns around CJ Country. Tony St. James has gathered up his notes, and he's standing by with Agriculture Today, right after this.
This program's brought to you by Kubota. Turn to Monroe Tractor for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java. Learn more online at MonroeTractor.com.
It's Kubota Orange Days. From America's number one selling compact tractor to zero-turn mowers and versatile RTVs, get your perfect match delivered to your door. Now through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,500 off BX23S tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com. Turn to Monroe Tractor and Implement for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java, or find them online at MonroeTractor.com. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
I may seem very exciting, but I actually began my career as a banks analyst and insurance analyst.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent speaking last week in Washington, D.C. at the American Bankers Association's Washington Summit, saying the Treasury Department intends to play a greater role in bank regulation.
And if you think being a banks analyst ruins your eyesight, being an insurance analyst is worse. So I used to read Camel reports, I've read Kansas statutory life insurance reports, and I've seen the way to grow the American dream, most people that just want to know the way forward. And what we saw with Occupy Wall Street was a disenchantment with the system. And I believe that we have to bring more people into the system. I lived in Miami for a while, and as part of our church, we went and helped the people in the community, underserved communities, prepare their tax returns. We show somebody they're getting a refund that they didn't know they were going to get. It's very, very exciting. So we've got a big, big cohort in the U.S. who just, they want to know, like, how does money work? How does household balance sheet work? And I think the community banks, along with Treasury, can play a big role in that, and it stops financial fraud. I will confess to everyone in this room, my deep, dark secret is I am from South Carolina, and like many people there, I have a Dr. Pepper for breakfast, which puts me at the Circle K on Meeting Street at about between 7 and 6, because I don't do it at home. So it's kind of like getting sent outside. I don't want my kids to see it. So but it puts me at the Circle K on Meeting Street in Charleston, South Carolina, 7:30 in the morning. There are bunch of young men in there, primarily African-American. The construction workers go into work, and they'll come up, "Mr., when I win the lottery, will you manage my money for me?" The best thing you can do is not play the lottery. But they don't understand how to put the money away, how to create wealth, how to put it in the stock market. And they want to learn, and I think that that's going to be a big part of the American dream. You know, I think that during the recovery or the rescue phase of COVID, it was very important to get those checks out. We probably sent a little too much out during the recovery phase, but like those households have gone through a lot of that, and I think with proper financial literacy, they could have improved their savings. That College of Charleston, my hometown, has a great program for students who first ones in their family to go to college or on full financial aid. You know, these kids show up, American Express is in the freshman quad, signing them up to a credit card, and within 3 semesters, they're over their head in debt, and they got to drop out. So, like the American dream, that I think financial literacy or financial security is the American dream. And everyone in this room can do to help. Treasury, if you have ideas, bring them to Treasury. This is Financial Literacy Month, and we're going to be working with a lot of organizations. We're going to do it every April. We're going to have 3 more of these, so I'd love to be a part of that with everybody in this room.
It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
He's made quite a career of bringing farmers news they can use. He's Max Armstrong, standing by with the Farm Progress America Report when we return.
Chelsea, have you heard the new research on Kalman? John, why are you saying Kalman three times?
Am I? Oh, maybe it's because Kalman, according to research, has tremendous buffering ability. That's one. Available calcium, that's two. And available magnesium, that's three for dairy cattle.
Really, John, just tell the dairy farmers and their nutritionists how they can get Kalman, which you only need to say once.
But it's more fun to say it three times. Every feed mill in the sound of my voice either has it or their distributor has it.
What else does research show, John?
Kalman helps transition cows eat more. It's exclusively available from Feedworks USA.
For more information on Kalman, once is enough, C-A-L-M-I-N, it can be found at FeedworksUSA.com or call 1-866-737-6273.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, Titan wheels, and the innovators of low sidewall technology. The pork industry has been working through challenges caused by California's Proposition 12 for a few years, but a new proposal in the Senate would overrule the state's action, effectively ending the law. I'll have the details after this. Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires, featuring Titan LSW technology, help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full line of tires to fit every application on your farm. Contact your local Titan and Goodyear farm tire dealer today to learn more about LSW tire technology. California's Proposition 12 first passed in 2018, with enforcement kicking in fully by January of 2022. The law set out strict animal housing requirements for pork producers, even if those farmers operate outside the state of California, meaning any pork products sold in California must comply with this law. Nationwide, farmers have argued that this creates substantial burdens and raises production costs across the board. The National Pork Producers Council has consistently opposed Proposition 12, arguing it disrupts interstate commerce and unfairly places costly regulatory burdens on hog farmers nationwide. According to the NPPC, the law forces farmers into expensive facility upgrades and extensive operational changes, significantly raising costs without clear consumer benefits. Last week, U.S. Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and Joni Ernst of Iowa introduced the Food Safety and Farm Protection Act, which aims to invalidate California's law. This Senate proposal seeks to establish federal preemption on agricultural regulations, effectively removing individual state authority from farm product standards like those in Prop 12. Senator Grassley said the legislation would, quote, level the playing field, ensuring consistent rules nationwide. Supporters of the bill point to recent disruptions in the pork supply chain and inflated consumer prices in California as direct consequences of Proposition 12. A study by Iowa State University last year estimated that the added costs of compliance with Prop 12 contributed to pork prices rising by approximately 8% nationwide. Those behind the new proposal argue that this federal legislation would stabilize pork markets, reduce consumer costs, and provide greater certainty to producers across the country. Given the divided Senate and the current political climate, analysts suggest the bill faces a challenging road ahead. I'll be back with more after this.
It pays to be a customer owner with Farm Credit East. Thanks to 2024 financial results, customer owners received a record $140 million in combined cash patronage dividends. We're proud to continue supporting farm, fishing, and forestry business owners. No other lender delivers more value than Farm Credit East. Learn more at farmcrediteast.com or call 800-562-2235.
Well, it's unlikely that the Food Security and Farm Protection Act will see a standalone vote on the Senate floor. Its backers hope the key changes promoted in the bill would be adopted as part of a broader Farm Bill negotiation. so we'll be watching for progress on that front as summer gets closer. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, the innovators of low sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
A hot cup of coffee in your radio is a great way to get another day started. Up next, it's news for producers and farmers from across the Northeast. It's the Ag Radionet Farm News with Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk when we return.
When it comes to keeping your tractor or farm equipment running smoothly, there's only one reliable choice. Genuine AGCO parts from Jaba Farm Supply. Maintain peak winter performance and prepare for spring with genuine AGCO parts, filters, lubricants, and more. There's no better way to insure against costly downtime than using parts engineered and tested by the same people who built the original equipment. Visit JabaFarmSupply.com today to find thousands of authentic AGCO parts for all AGCO brands, including Massey Ferguson, Challenger, Fendt, and more. AGCO parts from Jaba Farm Supply. Genuine parts, genuine service, genuine reliability.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
American Dairy Association Northeast released their 2024 report, Dairy Checkoff Evolving for the Future. Available online and can be found by clicking on annual reports at americandairy.com. According to Northeast Chairman John Chrisman, they often ask, if not Checkoff, then who? Who would be working the promotion of milk and dairy foods in schools and retail and through other marketing communications, wanting to constantly create new innovative programs and campaigns to share the nutritional value of milk and help consumers connect with those that produce it every day. ADA Northeast President Audrey Donahoe said that as dairy farmer leaders, they take great pride in what the staff is doing with the Checkoff investment, focusing on selling and moving more milk and dairy products. Checkoff promotion programs can't be one-size-fits-all because everyone at every stage of life can benefit from milk's nutritional package. Comprehensive report details the association's programs related to retail, youth education programs in schools, consumer education, along with media outreach, farmer advocacy, hunger relief collaborations, environmental partnerships, dairy ambassador and princess programs, and other national partnerships. Financial records also included in the annual report to outline the income and expenses of dairy farmer Checkoff investments.
Quality feed. Margins.
Activity. Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
The number of U.S. farms is continuing its slow decline, according to new data from USDA's Economic Research Service. After peaking at 6.8 million farms back in 1935, the number of U.S. farms dropped sharply through the early 70s, began a slower decline. The most recent data shows the number of U.S. farms in 2024 down about 1% from the 1.9 million reported in USDA's 2022 Census of Agriculture, 8% from the 2,040,000 in the 2017 census. Acres of land and farms also decreased to 876 million acres in 2024, down just 4 million from 2022 and 900 million in 2017. The average farm size, 466 acres last year, slightly above the 2022 number, about 6% greater than the 440 acres that was recorded in the early 70s. The number of farms in the U.S. continues its year-long decline in 2024, reaching 1,880,000. That's the lowest in more than a century.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Exports of just about anything have been a challenge for the U.S., but this year, ethanol exports have crossed the 1 billion gallon threshold halfway through the marketing year, quite a bit faster. It was a 27% increase from the same period in marketing year 23-24. That according to the most recent information from USDA. The sharp rise in ethanol sales has contributed to an 11% increase in U.S. grains in all forms exports compared to last year's data. Passing a billion gallons in ethanol exports just 6 months into the marketing year, a testament to the quality and versatility of U.S. ethanol, according to Alicia Koch, U.S. Grain Council's Director of Global Ethanol Export Development. Canada maintains its place as the top importer of U.S. ethanol. They purchased 19 million more gallons than at this point last year. European Union showing a strong appetite for U.S. ethanol as well. They've imported 78 million additional gallons.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive? Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We'll get an update from the USDA in just a few minutes, but not before we hear from Jeff Ishii and the On the Farm Report, right after these messages.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
We understand your passion. Passion for your farm, your dreams, and your family. At Farm Credit, our loan officers are passionate about their goals too, which include making sure you, your family, and your farm are taken care of in times of uncertainty. We are the passion behind the patronage dividend that you'll receive as a Farm Credit customer. Call us today to learn more about our competitive rates and our commitment to return profits to you. 800-919-FARM.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, this is a special time of the year. It's that time of the year when a lot of people are thinking strawberries.
Another indicator of the popularity of strawberries.
In the first 2.5 months of the year, strawberry shipments were up in Florida. Florida produces strawberries during the winter and spring and typically accounts for 10% of domestic production.
With USDA research economist Catherine Weber adding the remaining 90% of strawberry production comes from California, with peak shipment season for those berries in May and June.
For 2025, the California Strawberry Commission expects acreage in California to increase from last year.
Likewise, Florida strawberry production by acreage is also expected to increase. Fresh strawberry exports reached record high volumes in 2024. From a price perspective, both grower and retail prices for strawberries were down year over year in February, with the retail price average at $2.91 per 12-ounce package. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Serving rural America. Online at onthefarmradio.com.
Our magnificent trees have helped shape the American spirit. Trees that clear the air and protect the land. Thick pine forest, birch trees, and apples. One tree has been selected by the people to represent all of America's trees. The oak, America's national tree. Go to the Arbor Day Foundation website, arborday.org. Learn which oaks or other great American trees are right for planting where you live. Discover the oak, America's national tree. That's arborday.org.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stay abreast of rural and agricultural news all around our region at onthefarmradio.com. That's onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all, what you are is God's gift to you. But what you make of yourself is your gift to God. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Down on the farm, the workday begins pretty early. We're so glad you saw fit to turn on your radio this morning. The CJ Agribusiness Report continues now with an update from the USDA.
April is National Invasive Pest and Plant Disease Awareness Month, an appropriate time for this educational campaign. According to Catherine Bronski of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, in that
April is a great time to get out and look for hungry pests. Trees are starting to leaf out, and it may be easier to see things in your backyard, your garden, as you're walking around in your community. As certain areas, these pests have not yet emerged. So if you're able to see them as their egg mass, you can easily find them, scrape them off, and smash them before they hatch. Remove them from things that may be in your backyard, like outdoor items, and actually be able to prevent them from hatching.
As an example of what to watch out for, in the way of an invasive pest, one that currently has federal quarantine areas within the northeast quadrant of the country.
You can look at your trees. If you find odd-shaped holes, kind of like a very small D-shaped hole in your tree, you might have emerald ash borer. If you look at your hardwood trees and see a perfectly round hole, a little bit smaller than the size of a dime, that might be an Asian longhorn beetle exit hole, and that tree could be infested with beetles. You can't really see them. They're all on the inside.
Eating the interior wood. When it comes to types of invasive pests,
spongy moth and other pests that harm trees and natural resources like our forests, and fruit flies, citrus greening, spotted lanternfly, and others that can damage crops in agriculture here in the U.S.
And regarding economic impacts associated to damages caused by invasive pest and plant species,
these invasive insects and plant diseases cost the U.S. an estimated $40 billion each year in damages to crops, trees, and other plants.
More information about Invasive Pest and Plant Disease Awareness Month, various threats, and ways to prevent them are available online at www.aphis.usda.gov. Click on the Plants tab on the home page, then the link to Leave Hungry Pests Behind. There is also an additional link to check out, Plant, Pest, and Diseases.
We have lots of pictures and information on our website. Find information on what these pests look like, where they're located, and how to prevent their spread.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy producers need to know more than just the latest cost per hundredweight. That's why we bring you Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now here on the CJ Agribusiness Report. He'll join us in just a moment.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distiller's grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Prescribed fire benefits to the farm landscape. Our topic today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers. From a recent PDP Dairy Signal, we hear from Jake Pulfer, a prescribed fire coordinator with Pheasants Forever, Inc. And how long has prescribed burning been around?
So prescribed fire has actually been around in one form or another for more than 10,000 years. In order to survive, they noticed that it brought around certain crops of food, like raspberries, blueberries. It also helped control brush and keep woodlands and forests more open so that it allowed for easy hunting access.
He discusses why prescribed burns on the farm are so important.
There's a real need for us to increase the amount of acreage that is getting burned in the state of Wisconsin annually. And I think that, you know, we've mentioned the, kind of the community aspect that can come around to help get these fires done. And one of the most emergent ways that that's kind of happening here in Wisconsin is with prescribed burn associations, which is a peer-to-peer organization of landowners. It can be formal, it can be informal, but it's just people coming together to share equipment, to share their expertise, attending fire training workshop. So attending one of those if you want more information. But then also just give me a call. I love chatting about this stuff. Otherwise, you know, you can talk to your local farm bill biologist and they will come out and they will talk to you. And we, all of us are able to, you know, look at a piece of land with you and give you an idea of how we would safely burn that.
Britta Peterson, a biologist with Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever, offers her 2 cents.
No, my kind of big takeaway is that fire is good, but you have to be prepared. So as a landowner, it is a useful and beneficial tool, but as we've talked about, it does take some preparation. Whether it just, I want it, but I need to hire somebody, or if you're putting in that time to learn. So fire is a good thing, it just takes some preparation.
Yeah, I don't think that you can stress enough how much training is important. Certainly you can learn how to do fire, but trial and error can lead to some pretty disastrous mistakes. So taking the time to reach out to those that have practiced, are knowledgeable, and just asking questions might be the easiest way to start yourself on your fire journey. And I was on a fire training earlier this year, and one of the participants said that fire is a team sport. And that really resonates with me because all of us within the prescribed fire community actively want to help those that are just getting into fire or are curious about fire and help them grow their knowledge and ability to help contribute to the number of acres that are getting burned annually.
That's Jake Pulfer, prescribed fire coordinator with Pheasants Forever, Inc., and Britta Peterson, a biologist with Pheasants Forever and also Quail Forever. And if you'd like to hear that entire PDP Dairy Signal for free, simply go to pdpw.org and click on the Dairy Signal. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
National 4-H Conference in our nation's capital yesterday. Delegates participating had a chance to build relationships and voice their opinions. National Institute of Food and Agriculture Director Jay Hamby.
This year's theme, which was selected by the delegates, it's stronger ties, deeper roots, and empowered leaders. And while working together, forging those lifelong points of interconnectivity that all 50 states, U.S. territories, our tribal lands, personal and professional networks that they will carry with them throughout their lives.
The National 4-H Conference in Washington, D.C. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
The CJ Country FM Network brings you the CJ Agribusiness Report Monday through Saturday between 5 and 6 a.m. It's time to pause for these messages. Then we're back with a Farm to Fork Report with Daryl Anderson.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and body work, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
At LVM Materials, we produce sawdust for your animal bedding and deliver it directly to your farm. Quality dry sawdust is manufactured in our own facility, ensuring a consistent supply year-round. Learn more when you call 322-8878 or visit lvmmaterials.com.
A New York woman juggles two full-time jobs, dairy farming and motherhood, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sharla Nelson is a third-generation dairy farmer from Milford, New York, who got into that line of work a bit sooner than she intended when her grandfather had a serious heart attack some years back. Nelson says her 78-year-old grandfather is still actively farming. She admits it can be challenging sometimes.
When I came back home from college, it was a huge change for me to work with my grandfather at a different level. There's quite a few years in between there that was very difficult. It's still not easy, really.
And being a young mom also has its challenges.
My mornings start at 3:30. I get her up from bed, and she has a crib in the barn office, and I put her back down to sleep in the barn, and she'll usually sleep through most of my morning chores. If need be, I stop chores to care for her and then go back to doing chores with her, which makes it difficult. But once we've found a routine together, then it does make it easier.
To help bridge the generational communication gap, the family began working with a nonprofit consulting service that I'll feature in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
The CJ Country Morning Show is headed your way in just a few minutes. But before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, we'll hear from Tony St. James and the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. After this, check of the weather.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales in Gainesville. They've got the latest Hunter
full truck and trailer alignment machine, and Marquardt stocks a huge inventory of new tires with most major brands of commercial and ag tires. Stop in or call 493-5174. Let Marquardt help you get up and running. For today, showers mainly after 2 p.m., temperature falling to around 38 by 5 p.m. Tonight, rain and snow showers becoming all snow after 9 p.m., low around 29. Wednesday, snow showers likely before 2 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers, cloudy with a high near 36. Currently in Warsaw, it's 47 at the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News. Today, we take a look at beef and seasonality trends and wheat pasture cattle.
As farmers and ranchers, stewardship of the land comes naturally. Your work keeps our water clean, improves the soil, and enhances wildlife habitat. It also provides countless benefits, not just for you and your family, but for millions of Americans who depend on this region every day without even realizing it. Thank you for being stewards of America's prairie for all of us. Take a moment to find out how conservation pays. Visit conservationpays.org.
Dr. Darrell Peel is an Oklahoma State livestock economist on whether we'll see movements based more now on seasonality.
It's certainly possible because I do expect on average to see higher prices as we go through the year. So if the market is trending up, the seasonality that we normally talk about is based on a stable market. So if the market is otherwise not trending anywhere, you see that kind of seasonal pattern. If you have an uptrend in place, then the seasonal lows that might happen in the middle of the year or later may be muted somewhat with that uptrend offsetting part of that.
What are we seeing for boxed beef?
Across the central and southern plains, producers will put cattle out on wheat pasture.
Well, first of all, on wheat, if there are cattle still out on wheat now, at least in Oklahoma, we're past first hollow stem, so that means that that wheat is for graze out. I do think that's happening. The numbers were not large. We never did get a lot of cattle out on wheat last fall. We had so much trouble getting it started, but there are some cattle out there, so they'll be coming off in mid to late May, and so there'll be that. But again, I don't think they're going to show up as a big run of wheat pasture cattle, if you will. That might have been part of what we saw in March with the bigger volumes was some cattle coming off of wheat. It's not unusual to see that. So, but as we go forward, the bottom line and really the question that's been out there for many months and still is are we retaining heifers? If we start holding back heifers, then those feeder volumes are going to drop pretty sharply, pretty quickly. And that'll show up then in the cattle on feed inventories. It'll pull those down in just a few months' time.
Oklahoma State livestock economist Darrell Peel, American Cattle News.
Hi, everyone. It's your Wyoming County Dairy Ambassador, Izisha Peck, and I've got a question for you. Are you passionate about agriculture and the dairy industry? Wyoming County is seeking an individual, either male or female, 16 or older, to compete for the role of Dairy Ambassador for the 2025-2026 year. As an ambassador, you'll represent the dairy industry, educate your community on sustainable farming, promote dairy nutrition, and support local farmers. This role offers leadership experience and valuable skills you'll use throughout your entire life. If you're interested, please reach out via Facebook at Wyoming County Dairy Promotion or Instagram at 2024 Dairy Ambassador to get an application.
An unbeatable combination of power, utility, and comfort. For decades, the PowerStar name has been synonymous with power, utility, and comfort for farms around the world. Today's lineup is no exception. Whether you need a basic utility tractor to rake hay or tend to a few horses, or a daily workhorse to do the morning chores and then head back to the fields, a PowerStar tractor will meet your needs without compromising the star qualities its name symbolizes. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in our Cade, Sheridan, and Wood Hull for special financing or cash discounts.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Monday. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500, ending the day in the green at 5405, the Dow up at 405.24, and NASDAQ 107 higher at 168.31. Bitcoin higher, gold lower, euro lower. As we go over to the energy's futures prices, crude oil West Texas Intermediate May contract in the green 61.63, June higher 61.14, and July at 60.68. Gasoline higher, nat gas lower, crude oil higher. So we switch over to the grains futures prices. Corn May contract 5.25 lower on the day at 4.85 even. July lower as well at 4.92 3/4. December 4.62 even. Soybean lower, soybean meal lower, soybean oil lower as well. Wheat May contract 8.25 lower at 5.47 1/2. July down 8.5 as well at 5.61 3/4, and December at 5.99 1/4. Hard red winter wheat May contract 12.75 lower at 5.55 1/4. July at 5.70 1/4. Spring wheat May 6.04 3/4, 10.25 lower on the day, with the July contract down as well at 6.19 even. So we go over to the cotton, starting with the May contract, $1.80 down on the day at 64.09, July ending in the red as well at 65.35, and October at 67.26. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle April 203.95, $1.47 higher, June in the green as well at 199.07, and August 195.82. Feeder cattle April 288.05, 287 higher, May in the green as well at 280.95. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout higher, and class 3 milk higher.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.